what he did in your life as well. It is just an amazing and awesome situation. Amen? Amen. Well, praise God for you all. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just thank you for another day. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Lord, continue to decrease us so people can see you throughout our day. You have brought us through another year, the first full week of 2014. And Father, we say thank you because you protected us the last 365 days. And we thank you for the days that you have protected us thus far. Many may not have made it, but we know that we are comforted in knowing that they are with you, because to be absent with the body, to be present with you, Father. So we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for us to be able to experience a blessing anew. We thank you, Lord, for you being so awesome to us, God. Thank you so much for being so faithful to us, Father. Thank you so much for blessing us even when we don't deserve it, oh God. We just ask right now in the name of Jesus that you touch each heart, each mind, each phone right now so we can hear the word clearly. We thank you right now that the speaker of this hour will not only bless us with your word, but will be anointed as well. And everything that they touch and everyone they know will be blessed, Father. We thank you for giving us a path that is righteous. We thank you for giving us a path that is less followed. We thank you for giving us a path of opportunity and blessings, Father. And we just thank you so much for this call. Thank you for watching over Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father. They said yes to you, and when they followed this call to a T, you blessed it, Lord. You blessed us with a scripture reference. You blessed us with a mission statement. You blessed us with a platform that cannot be contaminated in the mighty name of Jesus. So, enemy, you are put on notice and sent to a dry place because you are trespassing and not welcome here. Every word will be spoken with clarity, with no static, no interruption, no interference. And we just want to thank you for that in advance, Father. We thank you for Artists International. Because of that vehicle, we are all threaded together, Lord. We thank you so much for us being part of a sold-out company to you, Lord. We thank you for being part of a company that loves you first before anything else, oh God. And because of that, that company is blessed. Because of that, this company is debt-free. Because of that, this company is changing lives one day at a time. So we ask that you bless those who signed up a minute ago all the way up to our Royal Platinums, Father. We just say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We just say thank you to you, oh God, and we just want to bless your name, Lord. Today is Monday, and we are thankful to you because it is not only a mountain-moving Monday, not only is it a miracle-filled Monday, but we know, God, that you are awesome this and every day. It is in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen and amen. Massive Call family, if you're out there in the rain, stay dry. If you're out there in the warm, stay cool. Everyone have a beloved day and be a great minister in the marketplace. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Tiffany. I was hoping we could get you on to sing happy birthday to Benita, but the time came in. So happy birthday out there, Minister Benita. We love you and adore you. Take it away, sis.
But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Welcome, 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 each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for tagging this day and letting us know that our God is awesome on this Monday. And definitely we know that he can move mountains, that he can hide us from the rain, because we serve an awesome and amazing God. So on behalf of our founders here, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I welcome you to the Master's Call with the warmest of kingdom greetings. So even if you're out there in the cold, just know that you have dialed into a place where your spirit, your soul, will be warmed up this morning as we begin here on the Master's Call. This is January the 6th, 2014, day number 6 and day number 2 of our Artist Corporate Fast. So if you began with us yesterday on our fast, then you have saw the directives on our website. And if not, if you're wondering, what am I talking about? Well, we have began an Artist Corporate Fast. It started on yesterday. No meat, no flesh. flesh, no sleep, no bread. And so the directives are on our website. Let me give you that website address so that you could go there to see the directives for this fast, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. This fast will go on for 40 days and will convene on February the 14th, St. Valentine's Day. So go to the website and see what is going on and join in the corporate fast along with us. We are 4 days away from the Artist Empowerment Conference in Houston, Texas at the Marriott Hobby Hotel. For additional information, go to www.artistempowermentconference.com, www.artistempowermentconference.com, and all of the information will be provided for you there for the dates January the 10th, 11th, and 12th of 2014. Immediately following this call every day, we head on over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. Each and every day at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, it is the 90K and 90-day call. That number is 712-432-0075 and the PIN code 926358 pound. So we invite you to utilize that information so that you will definitely stay empowered and stay plugged in and connected in this new season. So at this time, it is definitely time to hear what thus says the Lord on the Master's Call this morning. So our speaker this morning, she is the prayer general here on the Master's Call. She is an elder in her church. She is an auntie. She is a wife. She is a woman of God on the move for God and making things happen in the kingdom. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor to bring to you this morning Elder Robin Wilson. Elder Robin Wilson, are you out there this morning?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for opening us up in prayer. Minister Benita, praise the Lord for you. Enjoy your birthday month. And I want to say good morning to each one of you. First and foremost, glory to our God in the highest. He reigns. He is truly the love of my soul. Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I love you. I honor you. I respect you. I thank God for what you have imparted in my life and for trusting me to be able to come and share with the people of God. Family members, our God is an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's a faithful God. And as we continue to seek him, putting him first in every single thing that we do, declaring his word, speaking his word, decreeing his word, watching it manifest in our life, we are here on this corporate fast that has begun yesterday. And just as Minister Tiffany said, if you have not yet joined us, go to the website, find out a little more about the Daniel Fast, and join us today. And what God has put on my heart to share with you in a series and the next time I'm able to come before you is you can change your destiny. The word is the target. The word is the key. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the power of your word. We thank you that your word is true. We thank you that as you have downloaded into me and I impart to your people, starting with me first, we will remain victorious in every area of our life in the name of Jesus. And as I said, family, you can change your destiny. Speak the word, believe the word, because the word is the target. It's your weapon. It's the key. And as us being Christians, we have an enemy, and he is Satan. and he's after the word. And we know that because God has told us that. He has reminded us of that, and he has shared that many times in the word. And you can locate that in Mark 4, verse 13 through 20. I believe when you speak the word, you need to be able to go back and find it in scripture. And even if you don't know the entire scripture, you know that your God said it, and you can take it to the bank. So we have to make sure that we take authority over every single situation, over every single circumstance that we have to change in our life, that we have to change in our family life. We have to make sure that the word of God, that it is first place in our life. Why? Because you know why? There is an enemy, and he is the adversary, and he stalks. He's looking around. He's a roaring lion. He's looking for someone that is weak. He's looking to see who he can devour, and he will take full advantage of any open door that he sees because he's coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy, and we are not going to give him any place at all in our life. If God spoke the word and whatever God spoke, it became, it was. And we know that everything is being upheld by his word. He told us that. He reminds us of that. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, he tells us also in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5, that the weapons that we are fighting against, it's not the weapons of this world. They are divine power and strongholds trying to demolish us. But we know that when we speak the word is greater, the word is mightier, and that there's not one weapon, even though it can be formed, but it can't prosper. It will not avail in the mighty name of Jesus. You can pull down those strongholds. You can speak the word of God, because anything that the enemy has tried to put in your mind or gave you some type of negative thought, you can cast it down. You can think about things that are good. You can think about things that are pure. You can bring all of those thoughts into captivity, into the obedience of the word of God, into what God is saying in Matthew 16:19. You can release the power of God in the word. You can be bold. Don't be wavering. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Have confidence. You're going to speak that word. You're going to dream that word. You're going to eat that word. You're going to live that word. You're going to believe that word. And the word is going to manifest. It will manifest in your life. There's nothing that anyone can do to stop it. You're the only one who can stop it when you doubt or when you speak what you believe instead of what God is saying about each and every single one of you. So no more excuses. Be careful of what we say. You know, even when we use slang words, even when, you know, we say, oh, I just don't have any luck. Luck shouldn't even be in your vocabulary. You're not a lucky person. You're a blessed person. You're a victorious person. You're an anointed person. You can do everything that God said that you can do. He said he's going to give you the desires of your heart. He said that you are the head and you are not the tail. So we're not going to use excuses. We're not going to speak what the world speaks. We're not going to be moved by the economy. We're going to continue decreeing the word. We decree and we speak it on the morning motivational call, but you're going to continue doing it daily. You're going to speak those words. You're going to confess it. You're going to agree with God's word. And as I said, eat it, believe it, dream it. See yourself the way God says that you are. Believe it. When someone else says something negative about you or something that is not lining up with the word, don't receive it in the name of Jesus. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to be arrogant. You can even say under your voice, I don't receive that in the name of Jesus. Remember, you have on the full armor of God. And when someone speaks something that's contrary to the word, the blood of Jesus is covering you. That armor is protecting you. And that word that they have spoken as negative, it will not touch you. It cannot pierce you because Jehovah, he's your refuge. He is your source. He is your strength. He is your banner. And the banner that he has over you is love. So, again, you see yourself God's way, not the way of society, not the way that your family sees you, not the way that your children may see you, not the way that your boss may see you, not the way that your spouse may see you, not the way that your friends or your coworkers may see you, but the way God sees you. He said you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the apple of his eye. You are victorious in him. He said every single hair on your head is numbered. So what we're going to do, we're going to affirm it. We're going to speak our dreams and our goals, and we're going to see just what God said about us and watch it manifest in your life. And the first one I want you to write down is, my life has purpose. My life has purpose. My life has meaning. My life has meaning. I have a great future. Glory to God. Oh, yes, you do. God says you have a great future. The Lord says that we will decree a thing, and it shall be established unto me, and the light shall shine upon my ways. In Job 22:28. So your life has purpose, your life has meaning, you have a great future, victorious men and women of God. You are taught of God's way, and you will walk in his path. Who said that? God said it in Isaiah 2:3. So say, Lord, I thank you that my life has purpose. I thank you that my life has meaning and I have a great future. And I'm taught of your way and I'm walking in the path that you told me to walk in. And I am decreeing it in the mighty name of Jesus. And there is no roaring lion that's coming my way because I am protected by the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. I am protected because I have on the armor of God. I am protected because you said in your word that your word is being upheld by you. All things are being upheld by your word. So because of that, I have purpose. Number two, I am called. Yes, you are. He knew you while you were in your mom's womb. He knew you before the foundation of the world. He said that I have a plan and a purpose for you. So, yes, you are called. Yes, you are chosen. Yes, you have a vision. And your imagination